Hey, what's up, guys? It's Sean Greenway with Brand Lift Marketing. Got some special guests today on here on the show today for Miss Tamara. It's Anna Kirkhoff, right? Did I get that right? Anna?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
And Savannah Lavender. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Cool. So it looks like Savannah is out on the road with the kids. Are you headed to a listing or an appointment?
Okay. Yes, I am headed to my new listing in Gainesville. We are taking pictures today.
Okay.
And my clients are out of the state, so I wanted to make sure everything was kind of picture ready.
Perfect. So I won't hold you long. Tamara wanted me to get you two on here and talk a little bit about being on the team. So it looks like both of you just come over to RE/MAX True the last week or two. So I wanted to talk to you about that because, Savannah, I've worked with you before in the past when I was a loan officer. Nana, I don't think we've ever worked together before, but I want to ask you some questions today. Savannah, we'll go with you first. So the people that don't know who you are, how long have you actually been in the business and what part of Georgia have you worked?
So anybody that knows me knows that I will probably drive anywhere and everywhere for a deal. So I have had deals from Woodstock to Athens, Canton, Snellville, anywhere in between. If they'll allow it, I'll do it. I've been in the business now. This will be my 7th year.
7 years.
Hmm. Yep, 7 years. Before that, I was a property manager at an apartment community. So I've always had the real estate kind of stuff and, you know, lingo per se. So I've always kind of had that in my background. I have a marketing degree. So I have that as well. Okay. And yeah.
Awesome. I know you're excited to be over on with Tamara because they got a really good team, good culture there. So I always ask most of the real estate agents that come on this show is what do you love the most about the real estate business, your job? What is it that you love the most?
Honestly, I love the challenges. I know that sounds funny, but I feel like when people get into a job that's kind of that 9-to-5 and it's the same thing every single day, you get bored and you get burnt out. And I think that this job, there's never one transaction that's the same. So in my opinion, just the meeting new people is I love. I mean, I would talk to a tree if it talked back to me.
Yeah.
But yeah, just meeting new people that become, I mean, you become one of their family members by the end of it. Obviously my most favorite thing is obviously getting to the closing table and, you know, having that transaction finally close and people are finally in their home. But what I tell people all the time, just because we close the deal doesn't mean you're done with me. If there's ever an instance that there's something wrong with the house, you know, a month or two down the road, you still have to give me a call to let me know what's going on. So yeah, that is probably my most favorite thing is obviously getting to the closing table after all the hard work that both of us have done.
Oh yeah.
But really just kind of the challenges, you know, I like to challenge myself day in and day out and overcome those hurdles that sometimes as real estate agents we have to go through.
Oh yeah. And I think there's a lot of people out there sometimes that think that real estate agents don't do much. That's so far from the truth. Like, cause
hence me right now driving.
I know you're talking about multitasking, got the kids on the way to the appointment.
I am hands-free. I have it on a hook. So.
Good. So you're being safe. You know, I talk to a lot of people weekly and, you know, I was a loan officer for 8 years. So I worked with hundreds of real estate agents and I can tell people firsthand that you guys from when you get up in the morning till you go to bed, you're emails, appointments, contracts. It's way more than anybody can imagine of being a real estate agent. So last one, Savannah, before you're off the hook on this one, is now that you're over with Tamara and the team over at RE/MAX True, do you have any really big goals? I know you probably had some reasons for coming to RE/MAX True, but you got some big goals set for the upcoming years?
Yeah, you know, I do a different, 2020 has, I think for all of us has been such a challenge. You know, I think that we've all had our struggles with everything that has gone on. And so my goals have really just been becoming an independent agent. That was a huge goal for me to, to succeed in this year. So, you know, I came from a team from 6 years, and now being an actual independent agent, that's a huge goal for me to finally know that I can do this on my own and only my name. You know, there's always goals that I want to make sure that I, not even my work goals, just home life too. So there's those, you know, I think my number one goal right now is just to succeed as a, as an independent agent, just to show the haters out there that I can do this. I don't want to fail, and failure is not an option. I grew up with that always being, I'm going to fail, but I'm going to pick myself up to become successful and learn from those failures. Yeah. So that's probably my number one goal right now, is just to end this year and not all the craziness in the world right now, just end it on a high note.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's been a stab in the face 2020 so far with everything going on. So thank you for that. So Miss Anna, same for you. How long have you been in the business? Tell us a little bit about you.
I have been in the business for about 5 years. Before that, I was a stay-at-home mom. I am a mother of 4 children. So coming into the business, I did do some, I was kind of in the mortgage business here for a while as far as I helped. I was an assistant for a lender, and then kind of just went into the real estate after that.
Okay. Very good. So same question as well. What do you love most about it? I know you've been in what, five years. What's your biggest love? Yes. Is it challenges? Is it the money?
People in relationships. I am a huge people person. I love being around people. I love building relationships, not only with my clients, but with other agents as well. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you, from the start of my career to now, I'm a completely different person because of the relationships that I have built. Mm-hmm. I love that I have established myself as that. But I also, one of my biggest loves that I have started to, you know, really notice is I love to mentor. I love to help new agents all the time. Constantly.
She's awesome
have
at
new
it.
New agents.
Seriously,
calling me.
Sorry.
Asking, thank you. It is honestly one of my biggest passions when it comes into real estate. I love being able to show other agents how to develop the relationships and to, you know, hopefully help them to be a better agent and start their business. So that's probably my biggest passion, but I love people.
That's good, because I mean, you're obviously, you both know that you're around a big team now, so I'm sure you'll have plenty of calls when they hear this. All these agents hear this video today, they'll probably be calling you, asking you questions, which is, it's good. I mean, having that that ability to help somebody, because you're going to learn from everybody around you there. It's true, because there's a lot of superstars are coming on board over there at the True. So what's some of your big goals, Anna, for this year, next year?
I think my biggest goal is maybe learning some of the aspects that I didn't know from being on a team. You know, learning just, I've had people do a lot of things for me as far as listings and stuff like that goes. So my biggest goal for the year is to conquer and learn new things. Also brand myself and to kind of just succeed and be able to not only succeed in my business, but also in my family. More time at home with my children, being a mother of 4 is big for me. Gotcha. And also, you know, just be the best agent that I can be and at home and, you know, out in the field.
Gotcha. Well, another one quick question for both of you. Being a marketer, are you guys utilizing technology? Are you still doing it old school, or are you on board with all the new technology working your businesses? And does that help you with your work-life balance using the right tools?
Oh yeah, me and Anna are TikTok queens.
Social media is definitely Sam's Savvy's biggest
then.
Thing. We had a big TikTok war there going for a while. So
okay.
And it really works. I mean, honestly, we have.
But
to,
I have teenagers, and so does she. So
yes, we also need to conform too. I mean, as much as I don't like social media in a way right now, just with everything going on, but you have to, because if you don't put yourself out there on social media, I tell this to new agents all the time, if you don't boast yourself and tell people like what you do and everything like that, then no one's going to know.
That's right. Nobody's going to know.
So that's why I post every closing I'm in. And people all the time are like, why do you do that? I'm like, because if you don't show your success, no one's going to know it. So, and that's why I get a lot of people that I haven't spoken to in years on social media, you know, especially obviously Facebook is number one, but just asking me either questions of, hey, I want to, I got a client literally from the one TikTok that I did and I posted it on social media. They're like, well, that won me over because you're so funny.
There you go.
And so that's, you have to conform to being, unfortunately, the social media world.
So are y'all doing Instagram lives or Facebook lives at any of your listings or appointments? Do you ever do those?
I have tried. Now, lives are hard. I will say I probably should, but I don't know. I just am not good at that.
So that's what I'm going to challenge both of you the rest of the year. Try to get some lives going. I know Tamara's got some of their agents doing them, but
do like an open house live.
Yeah.
Like virtual open house and like do it like that. But as far as showing and all that, no.
All right, I'm gonna send you both of you some messages from time to time. I'm gonna challenge you on soon doing some live videos. So, either one of you got anything else to add before we end the show today? I know you both are excited to get out there and kill it the rest of the year with Remax True. Got a lot of big goals set. I know I've talked to Tamara several times. She's so excited for you guys coming over. So anything you want to add before we go?
I'm really excited. Thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah, same thing. I'm really, really excited and ready to hit the ground running.
Sounds good. Maybe we'll do another.
Anybody has questions or anything that, you know, Anna is your girl when it comes to mentorship. I can help as much as I can too. We have both combined years of experience. Both of us been in the business for as long. So we've overcome challenges on our own that most people hopefully won't have to go through in this industry. So we'd love to help.
And you both kind of cover a lot of areas. So have car, will travel, right?
Wherever you need to. Exactly.
Awesome, guys. Well, thanks for being on here. We'll try to get another show like this maybe in a couple of weeks, kind of catch up, see what you're doing, how much business is going on. But
Savannah, I won't be driving it, I promise. Yeah,
be safe out there. And I know you got to go now because you got a listing appointment. So
got a final walkthrough.
Awesome. Thanks, ladies.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody, for watching. Everybody else, stay tuned. We'll have some more shows coming up. See you guys next time.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.